Mission Control. I'm reading you loud and clear now, and I can confirm a visual.
Copy that, Houston. Just get a position the camera in any particular way.
I don't know if I can make that decision, sir. I'm gonna have to go and ask the flight director.
Well, where is the flight director?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not exactly sure how to say this, but the flight director is at the Christmas party.
He's where?
At the Christmas party, sir.
Well, put me through the intro.
Sorry, sir. They're at the Christmas party also.
That'd better be one hell of a party. Who am I talking to?
My name's Vance, sir. I'm the new intern for the FAO.
An intern? You've got to be shitting me.
Hey, Bill, can you give me a hand with this? Can you believe this? We're up here busting our balls trying to get this stupid transmission working, and they leave our life support systems to some intern. What do you think goes better with the suit? The rouge or the indigo?
Oh, for Christ's sake, McKinley. Just put up some of them there blinky lights and let's get this thing over with.
Lieutenant Brady, Lieutenant McKinley. Good to see you boys are holding up well. That there train looks mighty fine.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to say how much I appreciate you bears taking the time out to do a little PR for us. This here transmission may well be the key to improving NASA's public image. Seems like folks lost touch with the humanity of space exploration, and we need to help them get it back. That's why we need to lay down the groundwork for a paradigm shift. We need to embrace change, gentlemen. From now on, NASA has to be about people first and technology second. And what better way to spread that message than with a little holiday cheer? Now, do you boys need a countdown?
No, sir. I think we'll be fine.
Oh, come on now. We don't want to do a countdown. Y'all just start on one and we'll start broadcasting. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Back bells with bowels of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tales the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Toll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la.
Welcome to the Space Game Junkie Podcast. I'm a little tipsy.
You've had some shots, have you?
I've had some shots of bourbon, because it's been that kind of day. I, as always, am your co-host, Brian, and joining me is your co-host, Jim. We're kind of already doing a thing, if you're watching our Twitch channel, where I'm playing Rodina for Jim, because I have the full version, thanks to Brendan, who, friend of the show, friend of the site, awesome guy. So I'm on an asteroid with, like, no gravity, so, like, I can jump really high.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Wow, you had a lot of hang time. That was like Jordan. Ready for Space Jam.
Stop. Don't ever bring that up again.
Space Jam on VHS is actually a card in Cards Against Humanity.
What?
Yeah.
It is not.
Oh, yeah. I saw it well played. That's amazingly well played. I can't really repeat.
Wow.
But, yeah, horror. Horror was lurking in the deck that day. It was like we were sitting outside at work. We have a party on Fridays, right? And
right.
And the HR lady happened to be walking by when the Space Jam card got played. And she looked at us like, not cool, boys.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, this is Rodina. It's a fun time. I'm just going to fly around here, do some stuff.
So, as I was saying earlier before we started recording, the skybox looks really great. The ship, the ships are very basic.
Like, the ships are very basic.
Polygonal thing.
But you know what's kind of nice? That keeps the system requirements low. Oh God,
well, yeah,
I'm being shot at. I'm being shot.
It's got an odd gun system because the gun is basically a hose of shrapnel.
That's exactly what it is.
A cone. So accuracy is not really required.
It kind of is. You need to actually like try and hit something, but
it's kind of like really. It's kind of like in Strike Suit Zero when you turn on that Gatling cannon and it just like sprays a cone of death in front of you.
I do like that Gatling cannon. I do like that
kinda,
a lot.
It's kind of interesting. Ooh, I get it. You have to
sorry.
Switch back and forth, right?
In strike suit? Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, you have to switch between fighter mode and strike suit mode. And strike suit mode is not as fun as it could be because you're
it's glacially
almost,
slow.
Yeah, you're like immobile. Whoa!
Well, but
whoa!
That's kind of the deal. That's, you get your Robotech on, right? Like, you fly around, and then you just pop into robot form. You know, you spread your arms, and it's like, boom, here I am. And you just, like vomit a ton of missiles into the sky, and then you switch back into jet mode and go. Did you ever Did you ever play the Robotech game on the original Xbox?
No, I heard.
Oh,
it was
you
good.
Missed a real gem.
I heard it was good.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was frustrating in a make you cry kind of way. its good parts were really good. The bad parts were kind of bad, but the good parts were pretty good. It was very true to the source material, we'll say. And if you like anime, there's a new Ghost in the Shell movie out. There's going to be two, I think, two or three. The first one.
I don't like anime, so we're good.
But you'd like Ghost in the Shell.
Would I?
Did you like Blade Runner?
Yes.
Okay, you'd like Ghost in the Shell. It's anime like a Blade Runner kind of story. All right. See, it's like people are getting more and more cybernetic, and there is this girl that's a cop, and she is basically full-on android conversion. Like, the brain is human, and the rest of her, not so much. So, but she's like the government's secret weapon, kind of super agent, right? And then she's surrounded by other operatives, and they are basically like a cyber SWAT, because if other people get cybernetically upgraded and then become criminals, then, you know, it takes a monster to kill a monster. So they send in the Section 9, which is basically a bunch of cyber SWAT monsters. So, yeah, she's super cool.
So let's take a break from Rodina. Let's see. And then
Rodina's
we'll...
cool. The thing that I like about it is the transition from space down to the planet is very
It's great.
I like the modeling that he does on the planets.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't even think you've seen an actual planet yet. I mean, they're
the asteroids, but yeah.
But yeah, they're fantastic. And let's see if I can get this shit running. Hang on a second. Where are you, my friend? I have too many things in Steam. Here we go. Booyah. I agree. Yes. Oh, no. Sorry, folks. We're going to have to wait a second. What is showing up on my on Twitch now that I've closed the game? What's showing up?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to load Starpoint Gemini 2, but since I just reinstalled it, it's got to go through that first time setup.
Oh, that'll be glacial. Fun.
No, it's not too bad.
On your newly upgraded machine.
Yeah, since the...
So is the SSD, like, you waffled about, oh, do I need an SSD? Should I do that? And then
I
need to do that.
You were right. Windows loads much faster, but once Windows is loaded, I don't really notice that much of a difference, you know? But
right,
your
page file is on the SSD. So,
yes.
So that doubles, like, all rate of disk things that are happening.
Does it?
Because if your page file was on the same... First off, you have it on a different drive than where your games are installed.
That's true.
So that helps.
Does it?
And then, tremendously, because it's reading from the file and then caching it into the virtual memory, right? So it's reading and writing at the same time, and it makes it god-awful slow. So so now you can read from one disk and write to another, and then the one that you're writing to is fast as hell. So and then whenever you read that back, see, so it's like your system memory – which it pools into the disk, which really Windows... But when you got 16 gigs of RAM, there is really no reason to have a disk cache. But Windows insists on it, so whatever, right? That's just a weirdness of the platform. So, but we're all switching to SteamOS starting someday. Uh-huh. I don't know. I tried to install it. It was a little frustrating. It's not ready for the general public yet with it. I mean, it's like... It installs like a Debian Linux distro, but I was having problems with the way that it was trying to partition the drive because I was installing from a thumb drive, and it doesn't ask you where you want the thing. It's just like, hey, I see this drive. I'm going to put it there. And I was like, okay, go ahead. And then it partitioned the thumb drive that it was installing from, which destroyed the installing files. It was like,
you idiot.
Maybe a little buggy here. Yeah, but I was trying to do it in a virtual machine, not physical hardware, so.
So can you see Starpoint Gemini
2
now?
I see nothing. There's nothing on the screen, sir.
Hang on. I got to change the thingajig then. Okay. Yeah, whatever. Okay, now you should see it. Whee!
It'll take me a couple seconds.
Oh, God. Stop showing
the stream.
Stop showing these.
So what's this Star Wars game? What's this
about? Oh, it's a free-to-play... it's a free-to-play multiplayer thingamajiggy.
Okay.
And that's all I know. It's got like a dog. It's got like a free-for-all, a team dogfight. It can handle up to 16 players. That's real all I know.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it's gonna have any kind of story.
So it's gonna be basically like that Moonbusters or what the heck was that thing called? It was a game that came out on Steam. It was like Asteroid Breakers or Moon Breakers or something. I don't
know. Oh, Star something?
No, Google.
So can you see the thing now?
Yes, I do.
Yay!
Yeah, it's called Moon Breakers on Steam. And it's,
what the hell is that?
Oh, it's a space game. It has spaceships. It's a free-to-play multiplayer 3D space combat game set in an alternate World War II-inspired future. Yeah, I think it's the same damn game, perhaps.
That sounds terrible.
Kind of freaky. Well, but it's very light, right? Like, there's not a whole lot going on to it. It's just kind of like, hey, you're in a ship, now fly around and shoot other people that are in ships. But it plays... I don't know, man. I mean, you might think it's fun. There's just no missions or anything going on, at least in the very early stage that I played it in. I was just... But you know what it was better than was... what was that freemium space MMO thing that came out? It's up on Steam. It's called, like, Star Command or some generic-ass name.
Star something. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It was good for, like, 2 minutes, and then
right.
It sucked.
Right, and it was just like, oh, God, this is boring, because there's nothing to do. It's an arena, right? And that's what this is. It's just an arena. So.
Oh, boring.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if the Star Wars game is going to be the same way. It's just like, jump in, you're in an arena.
Yeah. Right?
So. Because that's the thing that made the Star Wars games good, was they had story and missions, and they were balls hard, but you didn't get to see the next mission until you puzzled out how to fix this one, right? So, I don't know.
Right. There's a bad guy. I'm going to try and kill it. Oh, someone else got it already.
Hey, so
nice.
Zigfrak is out on Steam.
It is. Do you want to see that?
Not right at the moment, but yeah, I definitely do.
Because I have a cut. I do have it. Oh. There's bad guys.
Yeah, he postured it as an action adventure kind of game.
It's
in space.
It's totally an ARPG in space.
So it's like Diablo in space, huh?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of. That's a good way to put it.
So I'm watching him fly around here.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the bad guy in time, but I forget how to. Damn it!
I think it's V. Oh, no, you know what it is? If you click your mouse button.
Yeah.
And you get the radial menu that comes up.
Ah, there we go.
And then you put, like, overdrive on your engines or something.
Boom, there we go.
Yeah.
All power to engines. Uh-oh. I kill you now. You die. You die very muchly. You'll die very much. Yay. Okay, there's another bad guy over there.
So control of the ship seems to be linked to the mouse, right? But then you can...
Yeah, totally.
But then you can break that loose with some key and steer the ship with WSAD, and then the mouse actually spins the turret around. But what I found really kind of odd about that is that the turret has momentum, just like the ship does. Like, they didn't change the model about how much the aim point lags around. So whenever you get into turret control mode, it still feels exactly like you're trying to point the nose of the ship.
Oh.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're in turret mode now. But if you try to swing the turret around and track somebody really fast, it's like it lags. It's almost like you're dragging the turret around, which is kind of odd. Honestly, that's true. In a space game like this, you should be able to lock the target, and then whenever you hit the button to fire, you just shoot at it, right? Remember how
That'd be too easy.
No, dude, it'd be just like Starfleet Command. I really liked Starfleet Command, you know, back in Z Day.
Right.
Yeah.
We're running all power to engines. I'm going to dock at that station. And this game looks a lot better on a widescreen monitor because I'll tell you, on the 4.3 that I had, like the UI didn't scale. It just made everything scrunched up.
Yeah.
And so that was annoying.
Mm-hmm. So I played Starpoint Gemini 1. I had to rage quit out of the tutorial like 5 times because it was so buggy, right? Like just trying to get through the tutorial mission. And it's like, my God, what do you want me to do? So yeah, it was just really weird.
Yeah, a lot of people had an issue with that.
Yeah, well, it's like if you're gonna do something to annoy me, don't do it in the tutorial.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, because that's too early in the game for me to run into like game busting bugs. It's like save that stuff for when I'm, you know, at least invested by the second mission. Right, but if you make me rage quit the tutorial 5 times, I'm a little predisposed to not like you.
Yeah, I got past the tutorial, and I played a fair bit of it. It's a fun game, but I have a...
I'm going to have to kill some dogs. Can you hear them dogs?
We have Ryan, I think. Ryan Markle? Ryan? Hi, Ryan.
Where's Ryan?
How you doing? He's in the chat thing. I see him in the chat.
I don't see anybody in the chat.
Well, I'm using the IRC thing, so I see...
You see when users show up, you don't...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see him.
That's another handy thing about this.
Yeah, it's kind of obnoxious. Their built-in chat used to have a viewer
panel
that slid in. Yeah, and they changed it, and now it doesn't. So I'm going to have to get the IRC thing myself. You'll have to click into Hex Chat.
It's pretty, pretty handy.
Yeah, definitely, because I really don't like their built-in chat.
No, I'm not a fan either. I'm not a fan. That's pretty cool. So this convoy was under attack, but they fought it off. That was nifty. I like that. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So it's kind of neat. I was expecting like some RPG elements to this. I was actually expecting like Space Rangers, but
no, this 3D is totally not. This is totally not. This is totally not Space Rangers. This is.
Well, when they said, you know, it's like an RPG thing. And then you were talking about the combat was kind of like Starfleet Command. Well,
a little bit.
At least in the second one. I don't know about this one. I mean, in the first one, not the second.
Yeah, this one seems much more freelancery.
Yeah, kind of. But the controls are very obtuse. I'm wondering, like, a lot of those Eastern European games, I assume this is Eastern European.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they have a different philosophy about what keyboard controls should be.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it just doesn't seem to follow the conventions that are standard.
Ooh, I completed the mission. That's cool.
I'm watching you like hose down some dudes with your lasers.
Lasers, yes.
Yeah, and then I noted one side of your ship has sort of a pulse cannon, and then the other side has some other kind of thing. It's like different guns depending on what side of your ship they're on.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
So that's kind of funky. So at some point, does Bootsy Collins come in on the mothership and make the mothership connection?
I don't know. Ooh, ow, boom, that's not fun.
You must deliver 5 units of funk to Bootsy, the mothership.
That would be funny. That would be funny. So let's see, where am I? What the hell's going on out here? What is that? Okay, that's a good guy. Remote mining. Can I go there? Let's go back to the base. Where's that base? That stupid-ass base. Oh, God. That's a relay satellite. Where's the stupid-ass base? Okay, let's do it. Oh, I forgot. You can tell your ship to go someplace. That's cool. So you don't have to hold...
Can you be like, ship, go to hell. I'm sick of you.
No, you can't.
No.
But it's kind of funny because now I told my ship to go somewhere and it's flying around in a goddamn circle.
That's pretty great. Is that somewhat broken?
I don't know.
Oh, no, it's following your mouse cursor, dude. Move your mouse.
But I told the ship to...
It's not listening to you.
Go to that.
But if it's going in a circle, it's following your mouse cursor still.
Oh, for God's sakes. Okay. All right. Fine.
Told you so. Neener, neener, neener. Told you so.
Be quiet.
I'm doing the dance, too. The told you so dance. You can't see it.
I can't see it. So, yeah, I'm enjoying Starpoint Gemini 2 so far. They actually just released a patch which adds even more stuff. So, Let's see. There's another mission.
Is it fix the busted ass controls? I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? Yes.
I don't know.
Hey, do you have $500? A spare $500?
I don't.
Oh, that's too bad, because you could get a golden timber wolf in MechWarrior Online for the tidy sum of $500.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I just blew 10 grand on the Wing Commander package for Star Citizen.
So,
sorry, honey. You're going to have to pay the rent for the next few months.
Seriously, like, for the people listening, whenever you go up to that game, Chris Roberts' thing, Star Citizen. When you go to the Star Citizen site, right, there's a package that you can buy that's like all the fighters, and like do you also get like the Bengal like super carrier and everything with that too?
I don't know, but you like get a special base that's yours and yours alone.
I know, right? You get to join the like Million Mile High Club, which I thought was quite funny. But it's the Million Mile High Club because you just got fucked by Chris Roberts. It's pretty great. So,
dude.
It's $10,000, dude. For anything over $2,000, there better be sex involved. That's
well,
all I'm saying.
You do get a day with Chris Roberts, and we don't know what that entails. See, remember the montage?
Chris Roberts will make you breakfast for $10,000.
No, do you remember the montage in Naked Gun where they, like, run through a field and they go see Platoon and they're laughing and everyone's all sad? And, you know, the falling in love montage where they're running through a field. You know, that's what I think of when I
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's a problem.
Amazing. Okay. So anyway, $10,000. Real money, not space bucks. $10,000. And you get all the ships in the game and the Million Mile High Club and an I Am Rich card and all that. So in MechWarrior, however, they're bringing in the clan mechs, which is sad to me because they haven't even got halfway through the Inner Sphere stuff that's good.
Yeah.
But they're bringing the clan shit in. And the clans were such a disruption to the tabletop, I don't see how it's going to work in this. And I read one of the developer journal posts where they're talking about how they're like, wow, the clan weapons are so busted and we're going to have to scale them into the game and here's how we're going to do it. And it's like, well, that's inventive, I guess, if you really must polish that turd. But I just, please don't shoehorn out of
dude, the cargo I just loaded for this mission? Adult magazines.
Excellent. Spicy literature.
I'm not even making that up.
Yeah, so I was at the pack and ship place today, and I'm standing behind this lady, and she's shipping out her Christmas presents, right? And she's talking about, and it's costing her like $40 to mail this box. And she's like, wow, that's really heavy. And I'm like, what's in there? She's like, well, I got a bunch of books, and then there's some spices in there, you know, for his wife. And it must have been her son or something. Spices. And I'm like, oh, books and spices. Is that spicy literature? Naughty, naughty. And, you know, But anyway, I digress.
What is fire at will? That's interesting.
Well, that maybe would make all your guns shoot on their own. Well, that's what I'd sign up for. You got to get close enough to the bad thing to shoot at it.
I know. I'm working on it. It's not close enough. I'm working on getting close enough to the... Oh, there's another bad guy now. It's telling me to anchor to the designated location to deliver the cargo, but it's not really telling me where that designated location, you know, is. I'm a little confused here. Okay, come on. Oh, what was that? Ooh. Oh, I'm getting hurt here.
So you have fire at will on?
Yeah, at least I thought I did.
Maybe you get extra ships in your fleet or something. Hey, that guy is actually shooting at you.
And he's hurting me in everything.
Are your feelings hurt?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I was shooting at him too, so... There he goes.
See what you're doing there on my screen, where you actually decoupled the control of the ship from control of the turrets?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I just wish you'd lock the camera on him and you didn't have to manually aim that stuff around, right? Because it's a little bit
jerky. That.
And, dude, it's in space, right? When they can make a ship that can fly from one star to another... excuse me, when they can make a ship that can fly from one star to another star, I would hope that that ship would also come equipped with a turret that could track a target on its own.
I know, right?
I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you in the slightest.
But it is an awful pretty game. I like the space clouds. That's nice.
It is a very pretty game. I really dig it. Wow, I can't... Whoa. What is happening? Neat.
So I got looking at screenshots of this, and I was just like, I can't stand it anymore, and I had to buy it.
Oh, that's
but
fair.
Now I've got it. I just don't know what to do with it. It's kind of bit of buyer's remorse. I think it's because I played the first one, because I was like, well, before I get into the second one, I'm going to play some of the first one. And the first one is so buggy. And I'm like, wow, now I don't really have high hopes for the second one, even though it's super pretty. But maybe they're focusing on the pretty, and it'll still at its core be as busted and sad as the first one.
I don't know about that.
I'm sorry. Where did I say busted and sad? That's kind of strong words. I meant kind of buggy and unfun.
Where am I supposed to deliver this cargo? I do not understand. Hey.
See, had I never played Starfleet Command, then I wouldn't know what a perfect space game is, and I wouldn't really get antsy about this.
Starfleet Command is...
Yeah, Orion Pirates. Hey, now that I'm back on Windows 7 after my downgrade, which is actually an upgrade, I bet I can get Starfleet Command to run again.
You probably can.
I should do that, because we should play that. I'll put some Klingons off your starboard bow.
There's Klingons off the starboard bow.
I know.
Starboard bow.
So what other space gamey stuff? You have a link here to this Fleet Buster. That's a generic.
Yeah, hang on. Let me do. I can't save the game. What? Oh, hang on.
It's unsafe.
I can't save the game while there's a bad guy around.
Oh gosh.
I know it's
fucking rules.
Stupid.
Screw you, space and your rules.
I mean, a lot of games do that, so I'm not too upset. It's not like Privateer 2 where you couldn't, like, run away or jump or anything until, you know, at least that's something. Can I save now? Wait, I can't save? What do you mean I can't save?
So I have a question.
Do I have to be docked at a station to do it? I might have to be docked at a station to do it.
So Drock's operative?
Yeah, what about Drock?
Is there multiplayer in that?
There is.
Well.
There is multiplayer co-op.
Oh.
Yeah.
We should do that. Not right now, but, you know. At some time.
Okay.
We could get that going.
Sure.
So, all right,
hang on. Hang on a second. What game were you talking about?
I don't remember now.
Fleet Buster?
Minutes ago. Yes. I think it was Fleet Busters.
Well, hang on. I
have
it.
You also mentioned this other thing. Gosh.
Space, the Fizzle Buster thing?
Yes. Pixel
that
Frazzards.
Looks great. Yes. Okay, I can let me load up to Sora, and then I'll load that next, because I have it. Yeah.
Pixel Frazzer or Fleet Buster or both?
I have both, but I'm actually quite interested to try Space Return of the Pixel Frizzle. So hang on. That's Space, the Return of the Pixel Frazzer. That's exactly what it's called. Oh, come on, update. What? Fine. Just come on.
God, you'd think you had a PlayStation 3. I have to update. Oh my gosh.
It's not that bad.
Do you have a PlayStation 3?
I do have a PlayStation 3.
Have you ever turned it on and it didn't need to update like 10 gigs?
All the time.
Right. I don't even understand that.
I turn it on every day.
You know what
we
stream
stuff to it, so we watch it every day.
Yeah. So what I have a hankering, sir, for a co-op post-apocalyptic or perhaps zombie survival game. But I want it to be good, like Last of Us. That kind of good. Not kind of busted and weird like DayZ. DayZ is more like a PvP arena. You have to make friends in there, because if you don't have friends, then you're just you're easy prey.
Then why are you playing State of Decay?
Because State of Decay isn't co-op, sir. That's the thing. I love State of Decay. I really like it, and I wish that it was multiplayer. And these games... See, this is a niche that nobody seems to be serving. Right, is I would call it couples gaming, all right? Because, like, my wife and I, all week we've been playing Terraria, right? She can stick a server up, and I jump in, and we do our thing.
Right.
I'm really enjoying that game, by the way.
I've noticed you've been playing a lot of it.
I have been playing a lot of it. I'm actually, she holds me hostage in the basement and makes me play it.
I'm actually tied
up in the basement right now. I don't even have a basement. This is North Carolina. They don't know what that is here.
Really?
Yeah, they don't have basements here.
I had a basement in Pennsylvania.
Well, yeah, Ohio, basements. Right, because you have to have somewhere to run when the giant spider bears attack.
But why don't they have basements in North Carolina?
I don't know. I think it's just the housing market here is really cheap. I thought at first that it was because of the water table maybe being high, so it would be like a seepy, weepy, wet basement, but not so much. Oh. So the realtor told me that in North Carolina, you can't count the square footage of the basement in square footage of the house, even if it's a finished basement. So that doesn't actually change the sale price of the house, so they just don't bother constructing new houses with basements.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's Space, Return of the Pixel Frazer. Oh, look, it has a clock. That's really...
So you know what time it is. Hey, Brian, what time is it?
Time for the Pixel Frazer.
It's Starhammer time.
I get to call a ship.
Hey, that looks kind of cool, man. That reminds me of... Gravatar.
It might.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see.
That's
now, this is
cool looking.
I'm calling my ship the Lydia after my favorite ship in my favorite Horatio Hornblower book because I'm nuts. Whoa. Okay. So, all right. You tip. Okay. That's interesting. And then you shoot with. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Wait, what? There's a button to upgrade something. Ah! Okay. I wonder if. Wow, this planet has, like, trees and stuff. I can upgrade my ship. Let's see.
Oh, shit, yeah, dude, that's Gravatar. Big time.
How do I do that?
Awesome.
How do I upgrade my ship? I don't know. I don't know how I upgrade my ship.
Don't worry about it. Go forth and kill.
It's telling me to upgrade. I don't know. Okay.
Pixels for the pixel guy.
I just killed a satellite. Okay. Can I kill that tree? Can I kill that tree? No, I can't kill that tree. Oh, okay.
So this is interesting because it's a vector graphics looking game.
Yeah.
And there's a round rock that's like an asteroid, and then it's got buildings on it, and then you fly the ship. Do you have gravity? Does it suck you back toward the planet?
Okay, here's an interesting thing. There are two flight modes. There's this mode where you just like have no inertia. You can't seem to do much, though. It's kind of weird.
I'm deeply saddened that you just bounce off of shit. You should explode.
Hang on. Maybe let's see. Can I? Okay. Well,
And wait. But fire seems to track where the mouse cursor is. So you can free move, huh?
I guess so. Whoa, what is that?
So
oh,
that
God.
Makes it kind of like Robotron in space.
There's another shit. Oh, ow. Oh, ow. I think I just did get hurt by hitting an asteroid. What is that? I don't know what that is. What is that? Okay, can I shoot the asteroid? Oh, God. Oh, my weapons are slowing down. What is up with that? Okay, I just shot.
Yeah, so that's freaky, man. It's like Skittles. The asteroids look like frickin' Skittles, dude.
Someone's shooting at me. Oh, okay. I don't know where. Oh, God. Okay, so inventory. Press I to open my Oh, hello, guys. I have no idea what's happening. Ah! Okay, but I'm killing things. Oh, I'm killing things. You bastards. Oh, God, this is not good. What the hell was that? I think I died. Oh, I did die. And I'm
so
apparently right back at the... Third.
Oh, that triangle that's orbiting your ship appears to be like a little point defense buddy because it was like shooting lightning and it was trying to shoot down missiles that were coming at you or something.
Interesting. Oh, God, okay.
Yeah, that's definitely a buddy of yours.
Well, these guys aren't buddies. These guys aren't buddies. They're meanies. Oh, my God. Just leave me alone. Oh, God. Leave me alone. Just go away. I'm going to die. Oh,
you know, really, the only thing that would be worse is if you were actually making the sound effects for the game yourself. There could be. Oh, it wasn't a suggestion. So there was. They should actually have like a really high quality.
Oh God!
And it comes out in Steam Early Access, and like all the sound effects are that. Just some guy going pew pew pew, boom.
What was that? I don't even know.
I have a terrible need to buy Space Giraffe. I keep waiting on it to come on sale, and it never does because Jeff Minner needs money for drugs. And what the hell was that? That was like some kind of it's almost like a Easter Island head floating in
space. Yeah, and then laser beats it down. Oh god, they're right there. There they are. Oh god.
This game has drugs.
Oh god. What is that? I don't know what I'm doing.
This is Space Return of the Pixel Frazzer.
That's exactly what this is. And you know what? Even though I don't know what I'm doing and I'm dying a heck of a lot, I'm enjoying the hell out of myself. Whoa. I am enjoying. Okay. Ooh, okay. I am enjoying the crap out of this. I really am, because this is fun. This is hectic. And yet this universe feels alive because there's stuff in it.
Yeah, it's pretty weird, man. You're getting like chased by a mob of ships and they're like laser heavily.
You could slice up asteroids into smaller pieces if you just keep shooting and they'll just keep slicing up. That is crazy.
That's been going on since like 1978, man.
Tow rope? What the hell is a tow rope?
Well, that's you hook it to your toe and then
pull it along. So I can hook a tow rope to an asteroid and use that as like a wrecking ball.
Ooh, Miley Cyrus style?
What's that? What are you talking about?
Wow, if you don't know, you don't want to know.
Is that that video where she pretty much has sex with a ball peen hammer or something?
Yes. And then, the song's like wrecking ball or something, right? And then at one point she like crashes in on a giant wrecking ball.
Oh, this is funny.
Since you're culturally out of touch, have you seen the What Does the Fox Say video yet?
What? I've heard of that. But
yeah, okay.
Oh, dude, you can actually see the turret on the little tiny ship here. It's like a little just line that moves around with your mouse. Oh.
So perhaps you're supposed to drag the asteroid back to the base or something.
I don't know.
Where they will convert it into valuable minerals.
Apparently, I'm being told to destroy some creepy flying saucers.
Is that the exact verbiage?
That is my mission. My mission is the inhabitants suffer from paranoia. Destroy some creepy flying saucers. That is what it says. I am reading it verbatim. And apparently, I have to destroy five of them.
I'm like so this I game guess, already. How much was
I know. That? Like $3.
$3?
Yeah, I'm DeSura. Well, no it's like deal. $3. What? What is it with you and DeSura? DeSura is awesome. DeSura is a great place for indie games like this. Seriously.
It's one more place to feed my credit card. Hey, it's on Steam Greenlight.
Well, what does that do? What does that help?
Well, I'm going to vote for it, and then someday I'll be able to Steam it.
Ooh, okay, that's great. Well, yeah, vote for it. I'll probably.
You know what we ought to do? We should start a blog of bad games on Steam, and we call it the Steaming Pile.
But then we'll have to actually spend money on bad games on Steam.
You haven't? Oh, please.
Okay, well, you know, with all the bundles and shit. Yeah,
there's that.
Right.
So, yeah.
I guess you're right.
So, back to MechWarrior. So, they put out this this announcement about the $500 mech pack, right? And it comes with a gold skin for one of the mechs so that other people in the game can tell that you're the guy that dropped $500 on that, right?
$500
for a mech.
Okay, you know, why not? You know, why not?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you got the money, I guess, and there's homeless people, there's starving mech warriors in China. But that's okay, you know, just whatever. But then when everybody was hating them, then today they patched in a skirmish mode. And it made everybody happy because skirmish mode. See, they've had this deal going all this time in the game where there's always an enemy base on each side, right? And there could be multiple points to capture. It's kind of like a capture and hold, and there's like five places, and there's a point counter, and you get more points the more bases you hold. And then there's the other mode, which is more of a straight up battle where there's your base and their base, and you fight in the middle, and then if, you know, somebody goes over and sits in the enemy base long enough, there's a counter that counts down. So what you can have happen is you'll have some dude in a little light mech will run over there when nobody's looking and he'll ninja the base, and then you lose, even though you were winning the fight, right? So they put in the mode. It's called skirmish mode. There's no bases. It's just destruction. and it's like last man standing, team deathmatch, and whoever has more mechs alive at the end of the timer wins.
Oh, wow.
So it's great. It's like that's the thing everybody's wanted for a year, and we finally got it. But I think that they specially timed that to be on the heels of the highly offensive things. So they were like, oh, you hated us for 24 hours. Welcome back.
Whoa, what is happening?
So this is kind of cool.
No, I'm enjoying it. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Is this the first time you played it?
Yep.
Ah, you're seeing it live here, folks.
Oh, there's another flying saucer. I have to kill that. I have to kill five of those things. Come back here.
Is it creepy?
Doesn't look that creepy.
So is this a finished game?
I think so. Look in Desura for it.
I'm looking at it in Desura.
You tell me.
Do they do a bunch of early access crud?
They do. Yeah, they do alpha funding.
Hmm. Okay. So the entire game engine was built by this one guy.
Yeah, one dude.
Mm-hmm. There's a free demo version.
Oh. But you don't like Desura, so how would you download the demo?
You have to have Desura to probably do the demo?
Probably.
It's killing me, man.
Oh, get over yourself and just fucking download Desura. Lots of good games on there. Oh, God.
Oh, no. Actually, the demo is
on the website?
He's just got a link to his Dropbox. That's awesome.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow, it's 3 megs. You could almost fit this on a floppy disk.
It's a little game. It's a little game.
That's pretty great.
What is that? What are those? Oh, God, space jellyfish. Oh, God.
That's worse than creepy UFOs.
Oh, God, no. Space jellyfish. Pixel jellyfish. There are pixels and they're freaking me out.
It's big tripping.
It is big tripping. Oh, God. I'm about to die.
So what do you
think
the system requirements are for this? Pretty steep, huh?
486, 1 meg of RAM, an SVGA video card. I don't know. Can I upgrade my ship now? How much money do I have? I do not know. That's how much money I have. Ooh, okay. I found a planet, and apparently every planet has a garage and an upgrade thingy. So I'm going to go over here and try and upgrade my shit. I just upgraded my life and my weapons. So let's see. Oh. There's the upgrade thing. That's the garage. Oh, is that it?
So yeah, I'm playing the demo myself now. I'm rather liking this.
Yeah.
This is going to make me buy Desura.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. You should just get it. Just freaking do it.
So I was trying to understand how it is that places like Humble Bundle, they're basically a clearinghouse for Steam codes anymore, right? Like, I buy the bundle, and they give me a bunch of Steam codes. And then I redeem it on Steam. I download the game from Steam.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're basically another Steam storefront, right?
They can be, yeah. But if you think of it that way, just about any other, like Gamersgate, you can call, is another Steam front because they'll sell Steam keys and, you know. Mm.
But I wonder how that works because Steam is the one providing the infrastructure and the bandwidth and everything else.
I don't know.
So do they get a cut?
Probably. They probably provide keys to the publisher who then sells it through. Oh, God, that's cute. A tip
by the way,
came
you
up.
you can destroy the planets or buildings, rather, on the planets. Yeah.
What?
And there's totally gravity.
Yeah, I noticed that. I didn't know you could destroy the buildings.
Well, I'm kind of chipping away at one. I don't know if I'll fully destroy it.
Aw, that's mean. This is a fun game, though. I am digging it.
It's kind of cute, yeah.
Yeah,
This reminds me of something that I would have wished that I could have played on my Atari.
I just wish it had a map or something. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, cool. If you land on the garage, which actually says garage on it,
yeah.
You dock on the top of it, and then it's like, oh, you open a screen, and you can upgrade your ship. And there's a little inventory window and stuff. This is awesome. I wish, given the season, that that you could actually shoot down reindeer and stuff, and it played Christmas music. That's really the only thing it needs to be complete.
Oh, there is a map. Oh, this is kind of roguey-likey. Because the map kind of... Oh, that's what that is. Okay. So there is a map. Son of a bitch. Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Man, I really like this game. For this just being a little floppy disk of a game.
I know. It's pretty crazy. Oh, God. What the hell is that? Wow, I shot an asteroid.
I have a bunch of dudes chasing me.
I shot an asteroid and something just leaped out of the asteroid with eyes.
That's awesome.
That's space worms. Oh, my. This is amazing. No, it's like a space head. It's like a space head.
Dude, this needs to be the show right here. this game is awesome
I'm actually really digging it.
We need to reach out to this guy and make this happen.
Yeah, why not? This is pretty fun. For such a small game, I'm having a great little time with this. Oh. Okay. Yeah, I'm having a fun little time with this. This is a nice pick up and play thing. This is really...
So there's a map, huh? You hit M?
Yeah, it's the tab button.
Oh, tap. Oh.
Yeah, so I know, right?
This is like there a roguelike in space.
That's what I just said. I just said that because, oh, look, it's a map that pops up right in front of you, just like it would if you were in a roguelike. This is kind of
bonkers. I wonder what's different from the demo to the full version.
Maybe you can get more levels in the demo or something. I mean, in the full version. I don't know. But like I said, the full version's like... $4.
Yeah, well, the demo is a nice dose of it, right? So you know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
You could save your ship's stats. I don't know if that saves where you are, but you save your ship's stats.
Well, it's probably like Rogue, right? Like the universe resets when you're gone.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, wow, you could change the difficulty multiplier just right from the pause menu. That's pretty cool. Oh, wow. Okay, dude, you can zoom out and you can zoom in with your mouse wheel. I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm in love. Oh, that's great.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's great. That is great.
This is hella fun. I was not expecting this, especially from the name. I was like, yeah, whatever. But
actually, I'll be honest. Out of those games I found the other day, this is the one I was most excited to try. And, whoa, that's pretty.
Man, this is so retro and good.
I know.
So what was that other game?
Oh, Fleet Buster?
Yeah, what's that?
Wow.
Let's see that. I have to break you out of this.
Okay, hang on. Let me save my ship's stats, whatever that means. Save and quit, and then we're going to quit. Okay, so Fleet Buster. Let's load that. That just popped right up. No special. Okay, hang on. Let me make sure... Hello? Okay. Let me make sure OBS gets it. Well, we're just switching games all over the place. Okay, go. Oh, there we go. What? It's trying to give me a resolution of 1024 by 768. Come on. Okay, so music volume, we want that down. Okay.
So in Fleet Buster, do you bust fleets?
I don't know yet. Can you see any?
I'm watching you set your resolution.
Yeah, hang on. I got to restart the game because that's silly that it just popped out. But there we go. That should be better. Oh, that's better. Okay. Casual logic. One word. Okay. Let's do a new game. Your base, your target. Your primary task is to defend your base and destroy enemies. On the first level, you get only one turret. Learn the controls and get active in the destruction of attacking fighter ships. Okay. Next. Yeah, okay, there's my base, I guess. Oh, and I have to put the turret somewhere. Okay, I put the turret somewhere. And now what? Oh, I get to actually shoot the turret? Okay, sure.
What the hell is this Dark Orbit game? Is that something that you covered as well?
It sounds familiar.
This looks pretty weird. Dark Orbit is what it's called.
It sounds familiar.
It's at us.darkorbit.com. And it looks like some kind of weird freemium browser game.
Oh, yeah, I think I know that one. I've not played it, though.
I don't know what's going on here. It's kind of weird.
Uh-oh, I think I'm about to lose.
Oh, yeah, I know what this is. This is on Steam, by the way.
I failed.
So it's a tower defense game.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, totally. You build turrets around a space station. And what the heck were those old games called where you had a gun at the bottom of the screen? Bottom of the screen, center, there's a gun, and you could lean it left and right, and there was like planes that would go overhead and drop paratroopers, and you had to shoot all the paratroopers down. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
There was like a gazillion clones of that, right? Like, I'm talking old games. This is kind of like that in space with multiple guns, because the guns actually seem to shoot where you put your cursor. So you're shooting down, like, waves of incoming UFOs.
Your turret turns so slowly.
It does. You have to think about where you're going to shoot. This is like missile command in space, sort of. Does it turn faster when you're not shooting?
I'm trying that. It doesn't appear to. Nope. Doesn't appear to.
Mm.
That's frustrating. Yeah, I'm about to lose again. That's great.
So we can talk about frustrating. Entropy.
What's that? That's
that new MMO that came out. It's like EVE Online, but you directly control the ship. I did. I spent the $20 and jumped on that grenade.
Why did you do that?
Because it has promise. It could be good in the future. It's alpha right now, right? So
is it?
Yeah. So I'm not expecting. I'm not expecting a great or complete game at this point, right? But I kind of see the direction that they're going, and it could be okay. But the UI is holding it back. The UI is so bad. It's just bad. So the UI in this makes the UI in EVE Online look like Super Mario Brothers for simplicity.
What?
Yeah, it's kind of there's a whole bunch of windows. It's a window management simulator, right? Like you get on the space station and you got like five different windows open and you're trying to figure out how to get something from the store to the warehouse and then from the warehouse into your ship's cargo, and then you have from the cargo hold you have to actually install it on the ship. And it's like, "Oh god, it's bonkers. Please no." So hopefully they change that.
Right. Okay, I'm trying to load this other game that I got called Infinite Pixels.
How many pixels are there?
Apparently they're infinite.
Excellent.
But it's validating files or some shit. Oh, I hate when it does this. Come on, it's taking forever. Download? What do you mean download? I've already downloaded it. God, never mind.
Hey, have you seen Pandora yet? Have you played it?
I played the beta.
Yeah?
That was okay.
I like it.
It was alright.
I would say that it is a spiritual successor to Sid Meier's Alpha Centauri.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Yeah, it's trying to be. It's a hex-based version of that. It reminds me very much, actually, of that Steam game that is a lot like a wizard version of Civilization V.
Huh.
You know the one?
I think so.
It's
Warlock?
Warlock.
Yeah,
which Warlock is kind of a Civ V master of magic, right? I really like that game a lot. I wish the multiplayer was more there. They have multiplayer.
I've played a bit of it, and I liked it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get distracted by shiny things way too.
Hey, what about Star-Lords? Did you monkey with that? It's on Steam Access.
I have not gotten a copy yet.
No?
But what I did get a copy of is this. We're going to try this, motherfucker. Come on, OBS, there we go.
And what was that other 4X game that's out on Steam You just bought this thing. It's a space 4X game. Do you know
Horizon?
Horizon, yes. I saw a mention about the developer. Apparently he's put like $100,000 of his own pocket money in this thing.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's doing it himself, basically.
Okay, so I'm loading, What's he, who he? Constellation. Why not?
I think by the end of this, you're going to call this Space Force Constipation.
Okay.
I'm predicting.
Okay, so I did something. Okay, apparently there's going to be a fight. Okay, there's a fight. Oh, wow. Lasers are... Oh, wow, these graphics are... What the fuck?
I know, right? The whole game is wackadoodle, man.
What is happening?
And then when you fight, it's actually a grid. They line
it
up like your dudes and his dudes,
it is a grid.
And they
that's
just shoot
all...
at each other.
Yeah, that's
but
what
if you
doing.
Look really close, the ships that are on your side Yeah. Those are the ships from Space Force Rogue Universe.
They are. Oh, my God. The same models.
That 20-year-old game. Yes.
That's crazy. Hey, we won. Zippity-doo-dah. Okay, now what?
I love it when you sound like Flanders.
Okay, so I guess I can do something here?
It's all fiddly-biddly.
Oh, fiddly, fiddly by and...
Willy, 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 willy.
Crafting? What do you mean crafting? What?
There's
what
crafting in space. It's like space
Yeah, apparently there's crafting.
That would be like StarCraft, but that name was already taken.
Apparently there's crafting. I don't know what's happening. What am I supposed to be doing with all this? I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with all this. Okay. Can I drag that down here? No, I can't do that. Okay, we're going to exit. And then I guess we move this over here. Oh, another fight. Okay. Can you see this?
No, I'm looking at the interior of your ship right now. I'm a couple minutes behind. All right, now you're back on the map, and you're moving.
Yeah, this is really...
It's like, boom, here comes a fight. So,
this is really bad.
Isn't it? Star Force constipation.
I don't even understand what I'm doing. Like, why am I just running around getting into fights?
This game kind of reminds me of Heroes of Might and Magic in space.
Someone else said that. Someone else said this is like Heroes of Might and Magic 4, but in space. And that's not good, because that was the worst one of the series.
I thought.
Oh, no, I lost a fighter. What was that?
Heroes of Might and Magic 3 was the
best. Oh, 3 is the best. I'm agreeing with you there. 3 is by far the best. Though some people say 2 is the best. You know, it's good, but, you know.
Have you played that Armored Princess game?
Yeah,
I forget what the
great.
Beginning of it. Isn't that King's Bounty. Yeah, King's Bounty. Is that not the same game? Because King's Bounty was first, right? And then, like, way back.
Yeah.
And then Heroes of Might and Magic kind of took that very same game and put the Might and Magic stuff in it.
Yeah.
So now that King's Bounty's back, it's the same game.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's very likable.
Oh, King's Bounty is great.
Now, isn't there a King's Bounty, or no, it's a Heroes of Might and Magic online now that's some sort of multiplayer freemium property?
No, there's a King's Bounty online. Oh, there might be a Heroes of Might and Magic online. What is happening? I don't even get what
I saw they also put out a Marvel freemium puzzle quest game.
Oh, God.
I was like, what? But apparently it's quite fun. But they want money to, like, revive your dead heroes and stuff.
What?
It's like, well, you know, there's money involved.
I guess.
Yeah.
Wow, this is really not good.
So Buzz Aldrin's Space Program Manager apparently is in beta, and, like, backers have copies of
it. Yeah, I wrote the guys and asked for a press copy. I haven't gotten one yet, though. I don't know if that's a... bad sign or no, they don't hate me. I hope they don't hate me. I like them. God damn it. I just lost a fighter. Okay. Yeah, I'm losing this fight. This fight feels so stupid. I don't even get what's happening. It just happens.
It's just the thing that happens.
Yeah, there's really no strategy to it. There is no strategy to it at all.
Is it just moving you around randomly? Like,
you don't even move. Okay, can I move?
Is this just like a cutscene? No, I mean, like, to get to the battle, are you picking what star you go to? Or?
Yeah, you pick where your fleet goes next or some bull crap. Oh, I won. Zippity-doo-dah.
I wonder how old this game is. I mean, just because it's new
to Steam. It just came out.
It's new to Steam. That doesn't mean it's new to the world.
It was announced, like, a while ago.
Because this game seriously looks like it's from about 2002.
Oh, I know. I know. I have no idea what's happening. What the hell? Wait, I can't... Wait. Oh, okay, there's the save button. For God's sakes.
Don't save it. Wait, is there a delete button? That's where you need to be looking. Delete.
So I flew to these two systems. I flew to a few systems to kill some guys, and now I'm going to fly to another... Tragedy at something or other. What? Okay, I don't know. Okay. Sure. Wow, the phasers sound like Star Trek phasers. I'm not even kidding. I don't know if
you
can hear that.
Probably a lawsuit in progress.
What? This is so... You can't even move your ships. They just sit there waiting to get shot at and vice versa. Like, I'm about to lose a fighter because I can't move him or do yeah, I can't, like, do any special malarkey. Which one? God damn it, I don't know which one's damaged. Oh, good. Oh, great, there we go. Bye! What is happening? This is, like, not even chess. This is just back and forth.
That's really weird. So, as I'm weeping over the sad state of this game, I'm thinking about this Star Wars freemium game that's going to be happening, right? And I'm thinking maybe this is that TIE fighter that they think that we wanted.
Oh, God!
You know what could be terrible about it? Have you played the Battlestar Galactica online MMO that runs in your browser?
Yeah, no, I like that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. Wait.
Because you don't really shoot, though. You just kind of put your cursor generally over an enemy, and it pulls the trigger when it wants to. That's kind of weird.
Kind of, sort of.
Wow, what's this about? You have, like, a giant mothership going after
volcano. There's a mothership battle. I don't know what's happening.
The bad guys, it looks like a volcano lair in space.
Yeah.
He has to be, like, Lord Pain or something. That's crazy business.
Oh, basically, it's kind of like you pick cards as to what to do next.
Really?
It's really ridiculous.
In the space.
It kind of is. I'm just picking, like, actions.
Oh, you like that kind of thing, especially...
No, I don't.
No, dude, like an endless space, that's the best. You never stop talking about that.
Stop it. God, this is awful.
They could have a space game where you hurl insults at each other. It would almost be like in Sid Meier's Pirates, right? Where you have insult duels. Or no, like it wasn't that. It was Monkey Island.
Monkey Island. Yeah,
I knew it was Pirates on a computer. Crazy.
Okay, this is funny. Their shields are down, but none of the actions I have actually damages their armor. Oh, my God. Yeah, nothing. Absolutely nothing. This is fabulous. Yeah, it doesn't do a damn thing. It doesn't do a damn thing, you idiot. Ow. That hurt.
So have you heard, you've heard of Bitcoins, right?
Yes.
And how all that works. So I've got a new strategy. Because, like, you can get PlayStations and hook them up and mine Bitcoins using the GPU. So what? I'm going to buy, like, 10 Wiis. And I'm going to hook them up and I'm going to mine Mario coins. Because I hear if you get 100 Mario coins, you actually get an extra life.
What? Oh, look, a pirate nest. Oh, this is so weird. All you do is go back and forth and then have stupid little battles. Like, what is the point of this?
I don't know. That's every space game, isn't it?
No.
Just go back and forth. And that's like your mom explaining a space game. It's like, I don't know. You just, like, go back and forth and have stupid little battles with your...
The map.
My mother actually referred to all of my miniature battle mechs for BattleTech. She called them my baby dolls.
Oh, God.
Because I had a shelf full of mechs.
The tutorial is a bunch of images with text on them. Not even kidding.
Oh, I know. It's like, here's some screenshots that are a quarter of the size of the screen that you're looking at.
Here's
a flood of. Oh, note all these things. I hope you remember this. Click.
Are you seeing this?
Yes. I've played it, sir. Why did you play this? Because I'm dumb.
Oh,
that's
God.
Why. But I didn't play it as long as you have, so I'm less dumb.
Okay, we're gone. We're just gone. Okay. You know, I think we should wrap it up now. It's getting late here, and I'm exhausted. That was a long podcast.
Space Force constipation.
So we went through, what, 5 games?
Yeah, that was a lot of games.
And I think you're probably going to get to Surrey to get that space game, aren't you?
I'm going to play the demo for all it's worth. Let's see.
Dude, come on. The space, that game is...
See, that's the danger of a demo like that, though. Because if the demo is enough, and I'm like, yeah, okay, oh, it's over. Okay, well, that was enough, right? So that's the danger. Yeah. Is like if I'm not completely captivated by that.
That's true.
Now, if you showed, but then again, had I not actually played it, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, this is awesome. So at this point, I feel like just pitching the guy $3. You can't even get a cup of coffee for that, right? That's what I'm saying. Just want to send him a Starbucks gift card.
That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, the game is it's $4, but come on, that's still a coffee.
That's like a venti. That's a venti latte.
Yeah, that's still a coffee.
There should be. a race in some space 4X game that actually their language is they speak Starbucks. And you can't really understand them. You need a universal translator to understand their measurement system.
Right.
You know, because I want a venti, no fat, something, something. I can't even speak it. It locks my brain up. So I just insist. Ron Swanson. I'm like, give me the biggest coffee you have. Just give me the biggest coffee. Perhaps you didn't understand me. All the coffee you have.
Right.
It's very early. I need all the coffee.
Give me all the coffee. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Space Game Junkie Podcast. Next week is Christmas week.
Ho, ho, ho.
And since we usually record these on Tuesday nights, I believe Tuesday night is Christmas Eve night. So we're going to take a break because, you know.
Come on.
It's Christmas Eve, man.
What about for the Jewish people that are out there? It's Hanukkah something, right?
But no. Yeah. Hanukkah is already passed.
Oh.
Thanksgivica, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Yeah, I'll have to call my sister. She converted. She knows all about those things. I found a really cool Jewish Christmas tree ornament. It was like a bagel and lox.
It wasn't
as a Christmas tree thing. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Wow. Wow. It wasn't the Jews out in space thing from History of the World Part 1.
I keep waiting on that to happen.
Oh, I want that movie to happen so goddamn badly. I've been wanting that movie to happen since I was like, when did that movie come out? When I was 10? Yeah, like that. I've been wanting that movie forever. Fucking attack the Goyim and their fighters. You know, fuck.
Well, you kind of got it in Spaceballs. I mean,
a little, not the same.
Yeah, okay.
Not the same. You know, would that work as an actual, like, hour-and-a-half movie? I think it would, but it could. It'd have to be done right. It could work. So I'm going to email the Space Return of the Pixel Frauser guy and ask him to come on the show because this is a fun little game.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm looking at his site right now. But, folks, this has been possibly our most random-ass podcast yet. But we had a good time, and the video will be on Twitch and on YouTube and all that stuff. So, enjoy.
And if you're our guest who didn't make it tonight and you hear this, this is all your fault.
No.
This wouldn't have happened.
And folks, folks who, you know, are into Christmas, have a very happy, very fun, very bright Christmas holiday. And may it be filled with family, friends, loved ones, all those great people. And we'll see you maybe in a couple of weeks. Don't know yet. But we'll be back, you know.
And to all the atheists out there.
Whatever. Happy Wednesday.
Basically. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Happy just another hump day.
Well,
basically.
No, this is
another hump day where everything is closed except for like the Chinese restaurants.
So it's my understanding that Santa Claus, as we know it, was actually invented by the Coca-Cola Company.
Not talking about Saint Nicholas, who was
Santa Claus.
Turkey, apparently.
No, I mean like mall Santa.
Oh. Well, why not? They invented those goddamn polar bears who had to like have their own.
I know, right? Like, but in Scandinavian history, wasn't Santa Claus like a demon that would come and beat the bad little kids? That I seem to remember that.
Well, maybe on Buffy.
The way, have you seen that movie, Rare Exports?
Never even heard of it.
Oh my god! If you haven't seen Rare Exports, that is the movie to see this holiday season.
Okay.
Oh my god. Did you see Troll Hunter?
No.
I think I'm done with you. What's wrong with you?
Hey, you know, I only have time for
You have
like...
to make time for this shit. Troll Hunter. Dude, you'll see Troll Hunter and you will just cackle about it.
I would rather see Rare Exports. That just looks more holiday festive.
Oh, it's crazy. It's like I can't even give it away. It's wow. It's awesome though. So you need to see it.
Where can you watch
it's a movie about Santa Claus? Well, Netflix used to have it. Hulu may have it. Let's go to canistream.it.
Oh yeah.
And we'll find it.
Oh god.
You can indeed see it on Hulu. And,
We have Hulu.
Netflix as well.
Oh, we have both of those. Okay,
and
great.
You digitally rent it on Amazon and Apple.
I don't need to rent it. Anyway, folks, have a great Christmas holiday if you believe in that sort of thing. And Jim,
and if you don't believe in great holidays, then have terrible holidays and avoid your family because they're just trouble.
Good night, everyone.
Let's
end this. Let's shoot it in the head. Boom. Done. Get out.
Let's have some music in here, Boiler.
Sure thing.